I will talk about the immune system of humans in space. This means what happens to these guys. We already have seen the picture of him floating in space. And this is one of the moonwalkers, one of the astronauts who went on the moon. I also have showed you this, but I will repeat it. In the early 70s, reports of Kimsey, this US researcher, and of Konstantinova from Soviet Union, have shown that lymphocytes from crew members from Apollo and Skylab flights and from Soyuz flights, when they came back from space, had a decreased immune response to a mitogen like ConA. What they measured the same thing we always measured, activation of T lymphocytes, arresting cell, which they took from the blood of astronauts and cosmonauts when they came back from flight or before flight, but not during flight. They added an activator, and then happened what always happened. We have a blast cell, and then we have cell division or not, means lymphocyte activation. We also have seen this picture, and I show it again. This is the results from Skylab by Kimsey. He had a control group. These are this one. And then the astronauts. This is 29 days before flight. They have taken blood, measured the activity of lymphocytes. They're about here. Pre-flight on day 11, it was about here. Control was in the similar range. And on the day of landing, they took again blood, activated the lymphocytes, and we see there is a clear decrease in the response of the lymphocytes compared to the control group, which was always in the normal range. But after 13 days, about 2 weeks, the activity went back to normal. So immune system of space travelers from every nation there are, doesn't matter, is reduced when they come back, but it comes back to normal after some time. We then also have looked for the lymphocyte response of some of the astronauts on D1 mission, on so-called SLS-1 mission, and then on 3 MIR missions. We also have seen this slide, where they take blood from each other. Not all liked it so much, but they had to give blood. Blood was put into culture medium, and then they added activator, and 3 days later, radioactive thymidine. 2 hours later, they fixed, and it came back to Earth, and we could analyze this and look what happened to the blood of astronauts taken in space and cultured in space. This was not the crew we have seen before. We did it before with the so-called astronauts from the D1 mission, astronauts, and we had 3 crew members. And from these crew members, we had blood. L-9 means 9 days before launch of Space Shuttle, 2 days before launch, and this was an important point. It means at 3 days after launch, this means in space, they also have taken blood from each other, put it in culture, and they had it also at 1G. Then we had blood when they came back, and 7 days later and 13 days later. We had at this point 3 days, when we had it at 0G, we had it at also at 1G, but this is measured at 0G. The red point is always below. This means lymphocytes are not activated. this crew member also had a low activation on, this is on the 1G centrifuge, sorry for the confusion. Also this one, and here, I don't know if the sample got lost, I guess, because there was some mismatch. But we see that these two, they had nice activation before flight. In flight, even this is on the 1G centrifuge, activation is low, and it's about the same as when they came back, because also they had a lot of stress in flight. It was an environment which was strange for them. Also, they had to do a lot of work. And we will see later, this can happen. That stress influences also the immune system, and it lowers the immune system. Sometimes it can happen to you when you prepare for an exam or something like that. You have a lot of work, you are nervous, so your immune system could be down. So be careful then not to get the flu. But all astronauts, the lymphocyte response recovered on day 7 and 13 after flight, compared to the yellow one, which blood was taken just after flight. You see this and this and this. So the immune system comes back. We then also measured the so-called white blood cells. We already have heard white blood cells. We know we have lymphocytes, we have monocytes, but in this group of white blood cells, there are other cells. Just short summary, we have also neutrophils, and they about half of the white blood cells. Diameter is 10 to 12, and they try to get rid of bacteria and fungi. So if we have bacteria and fungi in our body, these neutrophils will fight. The name comes from certain colorations, which we see under the microscope. Then we have so-called eosinophil. It's low, it's 1 to 6%. They're about the same size. And they fight against larger parasites, which can come in our body. Then are the basophil. It's only a few, 1%, less than 1%. They're a little bit larger. And they release histamine for against inflammation. Then we have our lymphocyte, which we know. You see, they are much smaller when they not activate. 7 to 8 micrometers, and they're about between 25 and 33%. This is normal value. You know, we have B cells, T cells. They fight, or they produce antibody. They fight against, they activate, fight against virus. Then we also have NK cells in this group, natural killer cells. They fight against virus infected and also tumor cells. They try to get rid of these cells in our body. Then we have the monocytes. We also have heard about. And they're about 2 to 10% in the, and they are somewhat bigger. They are between 14 and 17 micrometers. And these are the cells which then migrate from the blood vessels into the tissue. And there they can differentiate into so-called macrophages. And here we have a macrophage. You see, it's a huge cell. We have no number, because it's in the tissue, and it's about 21 micrometer large, but it goes on all sides. And this macrophage now is to so-called phagocytosis. This means it takes a virus or whatever it is, somebody, he wants to get rid of it, he takes it like that, he eats it up in a way, and he destroys it. And he does this with cellular debris and also pathogens. So if there are cells which already died and are in pieces or other pathogens, they make like this and they eat it and digest it. So this more or less a police in our body. We have now counted these cells in our three astronauts we have seen before. And we had counted the cells on L-9, 2 days is launch, 9 days before launch, 2 days, the day when they came back, 7 and 13 days later. And this is the total white blood cell count in millions per milliliter. This is the normal value. And what we see in the first astronaut, this number of white blood cells increased dramatically. So there were much more white blood cells. This is true for all three astronauts, also this and this. What also went up is the number of neutrophils. This is the normal value. This is in the range of normal values, all three before and 7 days and 1 week after recovery. But it's higher in space. No, after they return from space. The same for all three. Then we have counted the monocytes. This is the normal value. And here before flight, they are in normal value. It is also normal value, all three. Here it's a little bit lower. And after flight, means directly after landing, the value in all three astronauts is lower. So we have an increase in white blood cells, total white blood cells, in neutrophils, a decrease in monocytes, and we also have much less lymphocytes. This is the normal number which human beings should normally have. There's always a range. They are normal before launch. It's lower just when it came back, and again normal after 1 week. And this is true for also for the other two. So again, we have much more white blood cells, we have more neutrophils, we have less monocytes and less lymphocytes when they come back from space. But it returns to normal. Now this is the other mission we could take blood from astronauts, or they took during the mission. This from where we have the picture. So we had 4 different astronauts. And here it was different. We had different G levels. Maybe you remember I showed you. On that flight, we have a so-called multi-G centrifuge, where we had several G levels on one centrifuge. So we had 0G in the incubator. On the centrifuge, we had 0.6, 1G, 1.36, and 1.75. These are the 0G samples, and they, lymphocytes, are not activated. But on 0.6, it's the same as 1G. In this case, the reaction was different from the astronauts. All, or the lymphocytes of the astronauts, all showed an activation when they were in the centrifuge. So maybe these astronauts were more relaxed. Could also be a reason, because on the D1 mission, they had day and night shift. So they always somebody was working. On this mission, they had normal working hours. Maybe they were more relaxed. But what we see here in donor 3, on 0.6G activation was lower than at 1G. This could be the famous threshold, that lymphocytes not yet react to the G level, whereas here they react. And at 1.36 and 1.75, they had here as on 1G and here a little bit higher. But in this case, we had activation at 1G. Then we did the other tests I also have shown you already, the tests for the immune system on the Mir missions, 3 different missions on cosmonauts. I showed you this. This is a commercially available for skin test called Merrier test. You can then put it, or a doctor does it, to test your immune system. And we have here 7 different antigens and 1 control. So we have an antigen against tuberculin, streptococcus, diphtheria, tetanus, Proteus, Tricho, Phyton, and Candida. We had to change a little bit this hardware, or this, we couldn't use it like that, this is plastic, so we had to cut it, and we had to mount it on wood. So astronauts had fought together, or the cosmonauts. And when cosmonauts made like a stamp, if they reacted, they got a red induration, like a bite of a mosquito. That's more or less the same, if they reacted to the antigen. If not, you didn't see anything. And one can measure the diameter of this red spot. And this is a measure if they and how they react. This is this so-called score, the millimeters. And we had cosmonauts from the different missions, and these were so-called long-duration missions. You see, these missions was for 132 days, 177 days, or 140 days. So these cosmonauts were real long into space. And the skin test has been done, this group 60 days before launch, and the other 260 days, let's say 60 days, and one was even 1 year before. So we didn't do the test. These were our Russian colleagues. And in flight, this group, Mission 7, they did it on day 95, and then post-flight 9 days after they came back. Here they had 2 points, but we see only one, don't know which one, and 8 days, 1 week after they came back. And this one, 110 days into the mission, and 80 days. So we clearly see that one in-flight, D, did not react, or not much. These are all antigens taken together. He also did not react much. They a little bit more, but this was before flight. There's not much difference between before flight and in flight. But then they went up after flight. They, strange enough, a little bit went down. Maybe they did not yet recover. And this one, I guess it was this one, which had a so-called EVA this month, it was known, after all, that astronaut or cosmonaut G, just the day before he made this test, he had to go out of the spaceship, and this is quite a stress, I guess. So that's why he here did not react at all. Now I show you some data of our of colleagues of us. First of all, this was an American colleague which did the same test as we did on 10 US Space Shuttle crew members. The difference is now that the missions were short. You see this, 4 to 10 days. And this number of positive reactions before flight, no, pre-flight, yes, and in-flight. And this is the so-called reaction score. This means the diameter of the indurations all taken together. And we see here that the positive reactions before flight, they all were a little bit higher than in flight. So this means this is not much difference. Also, this is even higher. But we have less reactions in flight. So we had a small change, but very small. And also, when we see the reaction score, the diameter taken together, here it was, in this subject, it was even higher. It was about the same. This one was much less. Also, these were less. Yeah, here they were less. Here about the same, and here it was less. So it was not the same answer for all. But its reaction is much less when on short time flights. But you know, this is only a few results. It doesn't mean that it's always like this. Now we look into the differentiation of monocytes. We have seen monocytes, and these monocytes, they differentiate into macrophages. That's what they usually do. And then, as I told you, they are ready to kill bacteria or whatever is on their way. So then in blood samples from 25 astronauts, post-flight, it could be shown that the monocytes showed a reduced ability to eat up this Escherichia coli. And the index for phagocytosis, this is a number how much they like to eat something, was reduced. So phagocytosis was reduced. And also the monocytes means they did not really differentiate into macrophages.